Construction of the Toowoomba Second Range Crossing, a highway that will bypass heavy vehicles around the city, was disrupted this week by traditional owners, the Western Waka Waka people. The Waka Waka, dressed in traditional outfits and brandishing spears, approached workers at Charlton, just west of Toowoomba, demanding the work be stopped. I spoke to Chris Conlon from the Western Waka Waka and asked him what the protest was about.
Because we got sacred sites around there. We got boring guard trees and stone axes and everything. And we just want to preserve it, but we don't want to stop the bypass. We know it's going to go through, but we want to preserve the main sacred areas like the boring.
So this is out near Charlton, just west of Toowoomba. There's a border ring there that the highway is meant to go through. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got about five border rings there.
So what's the significance for the Waka Waka people of these border rings?
We do our song and dance and the big ones. We meet other groups and the bigger one, and then we do initiation and everything in the little one, like little boys into men. The thing is, a lot of people are arguing why we're doing and why we're here. We're the traditional owners of this land and all of our sacred sites, and this is what a lot of people don't know, are getting ruined by big companies. The farmer who owned the land is a fifth-generation farmer, and these stories go back to the first generation. He said they used to go up there and dance and Crobbery all the time in that area. And when Nexus come along, TMR, their main road, the farmer told TMR about the borings when they first went back in 2003, and TMR didn't listen to them then. So we're fighting for not only our traditional ways and borings and sacred sites and scar trees and all that, but we're trying to get contracts, jobs, even jobs for the local people. They're not even hiring local people on this job. All these people that are on this job are come from out of state. We're trying to say to Nexus and TMR, give us a go, give us our rights, and we can do it ourselves. To all the local people up here in Toowoomba, we're not only fighting for us, but we're fighting for jobs for local people too. Use white fellas. So don't hate us, support us, and get out there and stand with us.
During the week, you did a protest. You confronted the workers there with Waka Waka people all painted up and holding spears. A very powerful image. What was the reasons for that?
Well, I don't dress up in a suit and go into an office and tell them. We try to do it that way, white man's way. They wouldn't listen. We try to sit down at the table and talk about it. Can we build a bridge over it? Can we go around it? But they wouldn't listen. They known about these ball rings and scar trees and all that. They known about since 2003 when they first designed this job. We try to put the suit on and go into the office and sit down around the table. But now we have to go the warrior way and stand there and do it our way. All we want is to tell our story, and Nexus and TMR main roads aren't listening.
John Hagan, the Chief Executive Officer of Nexus Infrastructure, says they have been discussing the route with traditional owners for months and undertaking archaeological studies. He says he is open to an injunction that can provide finality on the route. Well, Nexus have said that they have consulted widely with the Waka Waka people, and even this week they're saying things very respectful. Is that the case? Do you feel like they have consulted well with you guys?
This is where it breaks down. With the Waka Waka groups, there's seven families. Only one family that are signatures in the government have signed off. There's no scar trees here. There's no borings. No, nothing. They've been doing it for years, this one family. And now we're trying to put a stop to that. So the other six family lines are all fighting for that. And that's where I think everyone's getting confused. And that's where Nexus is using that one family. Yeah, and that's where the breakdown is. They only consult with their family group because they're the signatures. My dad was the signature originally, but he passed away. No other family members could get me a signature now. And that's how the system works. That's the white man system. And then when you chuck money up, that's when, you know, you get all these arguments. And all we want Nexus to do is preserve it. But they built a bridge over a little dirt track down on the bottom of the range, you know, and no one uses it no more, but they still built, and that was the extra bridge they chucked in it. So why can't they build the bridge over our Borey?
So for the now, work has stopped on the highway, apparently. What's the plan now for the Western Wakka Wakka?
We're going to court. We went and met our solicitor on Thursday and Friday. He's writing up the injunction, and we're submitting it on Monday. So if Nexus don't come to the party, they're going to have another 30 days on their hands, and they're going to be backlogged again. We want Nexus to come back to the table and talk to us, but they're being stubborn.